The Slideshow, Season 20, Episode 53. Monday. Can't trust that day, bro. You can't trust this shit. You can't trust this day. You can't trust any day, bro. It's April Fool's Day, bro. It's April Fool's Day. So shout out to everybody that's pulling stupid pranks on people. And you know, it's been an April Fool's for the last 4 years. And it's going to continue to be April Fool's Day because that's how it works. I was thinking, like, you know, like, if I was to do an April Fool's prank, I would have to do some, like, real off-the-wall shit, bro. You know, like shit that's going to get you punched in the fucking mouth. You know, that those would be my types of April Fool's. Like, you know, like the old school Jackass, you know, when they used to, you know, Bam Margera back when they were doing the whole Jackass. Am I stuttering over here? Oh, you can't even fucking talk and shit. You know, when he used to go and, you know, like, wake up his fat dad in the middle, Phil Margera, you know, when they would do all those things, those were, bro, you know, those are the type of fucking pranks that are funny, you know, but yeah, I mean, you know, April Fool's, interesting, bro. That's an interesting one. Okay, so over the weekend, we had Easter and you know, Christ is King, bro. It's anti-Semitic to say that Christ is King. That's not the reason why I say it. It's just, I think it's funny on how much, I think it's funny how much there is just an uneven playing field, and some people understand what exactly is happening in society, and some people don't. You know, some people don't. You know, so basically, what happened was, you know, Saturday morning, you know, everybody's, you know, doing what they're doing. You know, they're on social media, and you know, there's reports that are coming out, and Biden is talking about, you know, we're proclaiming Easter Sunday, this transgender visibility day, and you know, he's gonna basically hijack Easter 2024. Now let's be fair about the facts here, okay? Let's be fair about the facts, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, people get into these conversations, people that they talked about, you know, when we, you know, this whole transgender visibility day, you know, it's been going on March 31st for like the last 5 years or whatever it's been. You know, I mean, this is a Jewish ran agenda. You know, when we talk about the people who are part of the LGBTQ, whether it be drag queen story hour, whether it be the indoctrination of children, whether it be the transgender, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is a Jewish ran agenda. You know, actually, the person who you know, came up with this transgender visibility day, you know, was actually Jewish. Yeah, this is what we're talking about. So, and the reason why I bring that up is because, the reason why I mention that is because I think it's very important that we need to understand who's running society. And, you know, when you say that Jews run the world, you know, that is labeled anti-Semitic. You know, you can't say that. Actually, if we were to get into the, you know, the specifics, you know, you can't say anything that has to do with, you know, Jewish people. You can't oppose them because that becomes anti-Semitic, and it becomes one of these things. How it's been used with racism and homophobic, you know. But yeah, the person who came up with that day, you know, was Jewish. A man, you know, that calls himself Rachel. That's right. But let's be honest. Okay. So, you know, the argument is for people that are trying to get on the side of the support for this, you know, this is, Easter Sunday, you know, one of the most holy days in, you know, the Christian faith, 100%. And, you know, I mean, it's just one of these things where, you know, the reality is what you need to understand about the Democrat side, the left-wing side, is they are not Christian. They hate Jesus Christ for a few reasons, for many different reasons. You know, this is not surprising that they hijacked Easter to push forward with this Transvisibility Day. And it's just like this is just another example of when we look at agendas and we looked at who's involved with the anti-Christian rhetoric, who's involved with the anti-Christian agenda. It's Jewish people, bro. They're at the forefront of the LGBTQ agenda. Okay, so if you look at Dylan Mulvaney, if you look at this transgender, first of all, they got like fucking millions. They got crazy, like, there's so many days that are dedicated to LGBTQ people, like, you know, and it's like, you know, there's no compassion. You know, liberals want to sit there and act like, it's this day every fucking week, every year. It's always been March 31st. So, you know, okay, yeah, let's talk about it. So let's send, you know, they send all these messages out. Everybody's part of the establishment. Everybody's part of the agenda. All right? The same people who are talking about trans, you know, sending their messages out. We stand with all trans people, all this and that. They need a safe space. You know, first of all, it's all bullshit, bro. It's all bullshit. It's all virtue signal bullshit. It's all political correct bullshit. It's all shit that is fucking, it's just there to fucking virtue signal. Now everybody's fucking part of the fucking take, bro. Anyone in the establishment. Matter of fact, anyone who you saw that said, hey, we want to send, you know, this and that. I mean, some organizations, some institutions, some government organizations didn't even talk about Easter, but they're over here talking about transgenderism. They're talking about the mental illness that comes with it. You know, I mean, this is a dangerous ass fucking situation we got here in America. You know, I mean, there's sex changes. You know, they're cutting up body parts. They're doing a lot of things to children. They're putting ideas in children's heads that you could be the opposite gender. Like, literally, bro. Like this whole agenda. This whole, like, trans agenda. Now, if you're gay, be gay, all right? You're gay, whatever. You know what I mean? That's a separate kind of conversation, you know? But, I mean, this whole, like, you know, this mental ill, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, you know, this whole thing is ridiculous. So, you know, when we look at the Democrat Party, they're anti-God, they're anti-family, they're anti, you know, they're anti-man. You know, they don't want, the only man that the Democrats want is the man that dresses up like a woman. Okay? That's the only man that they want. Okay? This whole, like, you know, the Democrat Party ideology is for women to be the independent woman. And, you know, let's take the masculine man out of the equation, you know. And when you go down a list of all of these institutions, government organizations, and they're all virtue signaling and shit like that. But you know what? The reality is this, bro. Now, I understand that before 2015, okay, and we understand, we talked about these things before. Before 2015, you know, there were people who, you know, thought they were the opposite gender. But the way they're doing it now, you know, the way they're doing it now as far as, like, you know, the indoctrination at schools, the way they're combining it into curriculum, the way they're, you know, just the whole thing is it's not, you know, like, it's just done in a way where there's a political agenda behind it. And not only are they, it's part of wokeism. You know, when you look at the woke agenda, you know, whether it be like keeping racism alive in America, you know, when you look at these people who want to pretend, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, there's, it's more than just opposite gender. You know, they got trans race. They got kids in schools thinking they could be identifying as furries. You know, putting cat litter boxes in hallways. You know, I mean, this is just like the beginning. You know, the gender thing was just the beginning, and that is what has been. That's what's out there. And this is a unrealistic way of going about things. You know, it's like, you know, it's a political correct move. It's a left wing move. If you're part of the Democrat Party, this is something you need to support. All right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, yeah. You know, a lot of normies, what they do is they say they hate Trump. They got their TDS. They hate everything about Donald Trump, but they don't know why they hate him. There's like, oh, yeah, we don't like Trump. Well, this is part of the Democrat Party, okay? The transgender, if you consider yourself a liberal, if you consider yourself a Democrat, someone who's voting for Gavin Newsom-type people, Joe Biden-type people, Kamala Harris, anyone in the Democrat Party, this is part of you. This is part of your agenda, okay? This is the agenda that they're pushing. And you know what? They're pushing it hard because, like I said, it's part of the woke agenda, you know. And doesn't really surprise me, you know. They're anti-God, they're anti-God, they're anti-Christian. This is what they have no problem, you know, sending out messages on Easter, you know. They don't give a fuck. No, because they got sold out after JFK died. Well, you know, the CIA was ran by Jews, obviously. You know, and they took JFK out, and it's just been a downward spiral. You know, ever since the 70s, you know, you get into the 80s and 90s, you know, it's just been taking hits, bro. You know, there's a famous picture of New York in 1950s that people floated around social media, you know, the last couple of days, where it shows 1950s, it shows New York, Easter time. You know, I think it was like the late 50s. And it shows crosses on all of the buildings in New York City. And now, you know, you got Kathy Hochul, who is the New York governor, you know, lighting up landmarks of the transgender colors. And this is where they're at. You know, this is where they're at. You know, anybody who's a politician, you know, they're all full of shit. You know, they're all full of shit because, you know, if you look at Xavier Becerra, who is the guy that's supposed to be for the health department, you know, he's full of shit. All these fucking politicians are full of shit. They're all fucking plus 60, you know. They're all like 60, pushing 60. Gavin Newsom's probably one of the youngest. But all these fucking people are full of shit. And I'll tell you why they're full of shit. Is because they was living life there all their years. Okay? This is how you know the transgender. And this is really the thing about it. Especially with liberals. See, people who get into political party politics, you know, right, left, sometimes people adopt things and they don't even know what the fuck they're adopting. But they just see that their side is pushing this ideology out. So they're like, okay, we're going to get on board with it. You know, sort of like on the right wing, how everybody, you know, well, maybe not so much anymore, maybe a little bit, but you know, like when the October 7th thing happened, everybody kind of just got on board with it because that's what everybody was doing. You know, you got these politicians that are like 50, 60 years old, living life their whole life. Okay? They was living life their whole life. And then in 2015, when Trump was basically going to get elected, you know, that's when it happened. That's when wokeism really bursted onto the scene. You know, they started doing this whole transgender thing, and then they had to adopt it. Not only did they have to adopt the idea of there's more than two genders, because, you know, these people didn't have to deal with that shit. They didn't have to deal with that shit in the 90s. They didn't have to deal with that shit in the 80s. But people have been, people on the left, you know, like Democrats and shit, you know, they just go along with shit, bro. It's not about, bro, they don't give a fuck. You think Gavin Newsom gives a fuck? You know, do they even believe their own shit? No, they don't believe their own shit. Do you think Joe Biden, who's like fucking what, pushing 80 years old, you think he really says to himself, oh yeah, there's two genders. There's more than two genders. I totally understand that. I totally can see that. No, fuck no. These people were living life 70 years, 80 years, and all of a sudden they're being told that there's more than two genders. Get the fuck out of here. These politicians are so fucking fake. All these organizations that virtue signal to this shit. And it's not even like a large amount of people. It's not even, it's like a 0.1% or some shit. It's like, bro, it's a small amount of people that they virtue signal to. And this is the woke agenda. This is the woke agenda. When you look at every fucking company, every organization, every institution, all right, they have to fucking do this because of the ESG score. The ESG scores, you know, it's all political correct bullshit. And it's like funny to me when I see liberals and I see Democrats and, you know, like I guess like center Democrats, you know, people who are kind of like, you know, it's like they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. My mom doesn't know what to say. I talk about this shit all the time, and it's ridiculous. My dad's a Republican, my mom's a Democrat. You know, and she's like, what? She's like confused. She don't know what to fucking say. What does anybody say? You get into a room in a debate with a liberal or a Democrat, and you start talking about transgenderism, they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know about all that. You know? These fucking people are fucking crazy, bro. All of these politicians are crazy for pushing this shit the way they're doing it. They know damn well it's all phony. It's just a bunch of fucking people that are mentally ill. And it's just going to keep going. It's going to keep happening because you got to understand, like, when you see these institutions and companies and government organizations, the attorney's office and, you know, the Homeland Security and the FBI and the CIA and all these fucking people, you know, they're over here putting the same message out. Oh, yeah, we stand with it. We're going to just pretend in our mind that it's not Easter. And trans people, you are so, like, oppressed. And, you know, you guys are so, like, marginalized. Bro, there's no such thing as marginalized. Bro, if you're part of the liberal agenda, there's no such thing as being marginalized, bro. 100%. There's not. Okay? Black Lives Matter was a mainstream thing. Popular culture. Every corporate sponsor, every corporate entity, every government organization, all that shit was down with BLM. Okay? These are Democrat Party affiliates. Transgender, same shit. Matter of fact, if you was down with BLM, which I understand the whole the Black American stance on transgenderism and really the whole LGBTQ, you know, people like kind of be like, oh yeah, you know, oh yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Well, I guess what? If you're a Democrat and you're part of that party, you're all part of the same shit. Latinx, you know, Latinx is the mentally ill shit. They was like, oh yeah, well, you know, Latin people are like, you know, like, we're like fucking like transgender, and these are the people who are not really male and they're not really female, so we're gonna come up with this mentally ill fucking thing called Latinx. You know, it's the establishment. The establishment is what's ever in the liberal agenda. So if you're the establishment, if you are the mainstream, okay, I take it all. I always use the analogy of underground hip hop when I was coming up in the 90s, right? I used to listen to a lot of hip hop. And you know, I still think that the hip hop from the 90s was the best hip hop. You know, you had your underground hip hop, you had your mainstream hip hop. Okay? All this shit in the liberal agenda is mainstream, bro. You can't talk about, oh yeah, we're marginalized, bro. We're like the fucking minority and you know, like we're being hated on. No, fuck that shit, bro. Y'all got like fucking millions of days dedicated to your causes. So, you know, I mean, it's clown shit. And I think, you know, I just think it's funny. I really do. Like if I take anything, I'm not like angry, you know, people get angry, you know, I think it's hilarious, bro. I think it's hilarious because the reason why I think it's hilarious is because my whole personality, my show that I do here, you know, is all about, you know, being, authentic and, you know, whatever it is, bro. You know, I'm one person, you know, the show is the slideshow. You know, I give my opinion and, you know, I mean, you know, I think it, you know, it's just phony, bro. The entire thing is phony. And I call the shit out however I see it. But this is just phony as fuck, bro. And, you know, anybody who talks about, you know, my kid is like, oh, he's trans and, you know, he was born that way. No, I mean, someone put those thoughts in his head. Someone put those thoughts in his head because, you know, the reality is, where was this going on? You know, this was either done at school, you know, which is a bigger, in my eyes, it's a bigger issue if it's being indoctrinated because, you know, imagine being a teacher. You know, imagine being the teacher that, you know, puts the idea in your kid's head that he can be the opposite gender. Imagine being the teacher that puts it in your kid's head that he could be a different race. Meaning, like, if he's, like, white, you know, he could be black. Or he could be a furry. Imagine being the teacher and the administrators that say to themselves, you know what? I think these kids are furries. So let's put a kitty litter box in the hallway and they can use the bat when they have to use the bathroom. They can use the kid. Now that sounds like super extreme, right? That sounds like, for anybody that's listening to this, watching this, whatever, that sounds like super extreme. Like, no, they would never do that. They have, bro. Like that's the thing about it. Is, you know, that's the thing about it. They'll keep their, hey, look, let me tell you right now, bro. And you know, it's funny to me because like this shit is so like rooted in mental illness. Like, you know, that's what people need to understand. You know, like I've seen like, and this goes back to the Planet Fitness thing. And this goes back to a lot of things. You know, I do credit Trump though. You know, Trump got on his platform and he said, you know, Joe Biden is trying to ruin Easter by doing this. You know, I mean, okay, let's just put this into perspective now. Because the people who are supporting this, you know, like I've said, you know, they've said, oh, it's on March 31st every year. Okay. But I mean, you know, there's just no respect there, bro. If that's the case, okay. You know, if it's been like that for like 15 years or whatever it's been. Okay. Okay, so let's just go along with that. Okay, that on March 31st they have Trans Visibility Day. Okay? Which is a dumb, just the entire thing is just fucking ridiculous. If you want to get my personal opinion. There's no respect. There's no respect, bro. Look. And this goes to like the right and the left, for a collection of reasons, really because you're giving the left what they want. But you know, any politician that calls themselves a Catholic or a Christian, they're all full of shit, bro. Okay, you know, when the liberals do it, you got people like Nancy Pelosi. You know, you got people like, you know, she's been denied communion, by the way, at her church. San Francisco, California, far left San Francisco, California. You know, Joe Biden, Raphael Warnock, I mean, there's a lot of these, you know, people who call themselves Christians and Catholics. And then, you know, the right wing, you know, as far as Republicans and shit like that, you got Mike Johnson, You got a whole list of people, and the reality is everything in legislation. Mike Pence is another one. You know, when you look at the legislation, when you look at the agendas, the political agendas, even on the right, because the right, you know, Republicans and conservatives and stuff like that, you know, they're bending their knee. You know, I mean, Trump has basically said, you know, 15 weeks abortion, anything before that, you know, we have to win elections. So we have to set the threshold at 15 weeks. Now, if you're really a Christian, if I go to the pro-life people that protest, okay, you go to Planned Parenthood locations, you know, a lot of them have pro-life people protesting in front. And I said to them, if I go to them and I say, hey, are you guys okay with it being 15 weeks and anything less, we're killing babies? What do you think they would say? They would say absolutely not. All these politicians are fake-ass Christians. All these politicians are fake-ass Catholics. And you know what? That's kind of where we are in America, is because, you know, people like to talk about Christ. People like to talk about Christ as King. You know, and then, you know, I see people and they're okay with transgenderism. They're okay with abortion. They're okay, you know, like you literally, you'll have people tell you this, bro. And the reason why, and this goes back to something that we've talked on many occasions, but the reason why there's lukewarm Christians out there. Lukewarm Christian is someone who is basically calls himself a Christian, but when it gets into real matters that offend, okay? When it gets into these matters that offend people, abortion, same-sex marriage, transgenderism, okay? When you get into these type of topics, people don't talk about it. The reason why there's lukewarm Christians in America is because there's lukewarm churches. When Roe v. Wade was overturned in June of 2023. Churches did not talk about that. Fuck that shit. Why would you want to talk about that? That might offend the liberals that go to that church. That might make them feel like they're not wanted. That might make them, and really, truth hurts. Yeah. Lukewarm, bro. You know, I mean, it's just this is where we're at. You know, when you look at the Super Bowl, you know, He Gets Us ad, you know, and you got these people who are like, just bending their knee to the liberal agenda. The liberal agenda is not godly. They believe in science. They don't believe in God. Bro, the whole liberal establishment agenda is anti-God, it's anti-family, it's anti-white, it's anti-Christian. It's a lot of shit. But most people don't understand it because I guess they just have a busy life. They don't think about it. You know, that's why I have no problem talking to people. You know, evangelicals and shit, they come to me on the streets all the time. Yeah, they get you, bro. Yeah. You know, I mean, most of these churches were pushing, you know, a lot of churches were pushing a vaccine. You know, they were pushing a vaccine on people, and they were like, you know, and it's like, bro, it's so many contradictions, so many reasons, and you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what the future holds. But the fact is that was interesting, bro. That was interesting, seeing that whole shit go down the way it went down. And, you know, I mean, it's just going to keep happening because the way the agendas are set up. You know, we go back to what we've talked about on a lot of these shows, is the Jewish supremacy that's in America is anti-Jesus Christ. That's why if you get into conversations with people and you start saying Christ is King and there's someone Jewish, you know, they don't like hearing that shit, you know, because they don't believe Christ is King. No, they don't. See, that's why it's so clown to me when I see conservative people who are talking about, oh, we need to stand with Israel. Israel's our biggest ally. They hate you, bro. And a lot of people, you know, refer back to the Bible. They refer to scripture, what's in scripture. But the reality is in life, in 2024, Jewish supremacy is anti-Christian. And that's it. You know, I'm going to have to cut this show short. I have to go use the bathroom. But that was just like so fucking clown to me. The way this all went down yesterday with Easter and, you know, the resurrection day. And this is just another moment in this whole like wokeism where you're seeing the establishment is signed on to whatever is in the liberal agenda, whatever the Democrat Party's voice is saying. They're just amplifying it. Anyone who's on the right or anyone who's on the left, nah, man, you can't talk about being part of the resistance, and you're the the establishment is the liberal Democrat Party agenda, and if you're part of conservatism, Trump, you know, anything that is part of that, you're anti-establishment, bro. Slideshow season 20, episode 53. I gotta cut this short. I gotta go take a fucking piss. You guys have a wonderful day, and God bless everybody out there.